Imagine climbing the highest peaks on each of the seven continents, the seven summits. Then, imagine skiing down from those summits. Only one person has ever done that. Her name is Kit DeLaurier. Last Wednesday, she skied Mount Everest, notching her historic seventh summit ski descent. We reached Kit DeLaurier today in Namche Bazaar in Nepal. I asked her about that moment at the summit of Everest when she, her husband, Rob DeLaurier, and fellow climber Jimmy Chin got ready to ski down.
You know, the simple act of taking your crampons off and stowing them in your backpack and putting your skis on your feet, and it takes a few minutes, probably at least 5 minutes or so. And there were three of us to do it. So that's about as much time as you can afford on top of the world and in good conditions.
And what were you skiing down exactly?
We skied right back down from the summit of Mount Everest down the route which we had climbed, which is the Southeast Ridge. And that is the standard climbing route from the Nepal side of the mountain.
And when you start going down on skis, are you attached to anyone? Do you have an oxygen tank?
We did use oxygen on our climb as well as oxygen on our descent. But no, we were not roped together. But what we should be clear about is that we skied off the summit, but then the conditions deteriorated as well as a lot of people on the team running out of oxygen. So we made a judgment call in the interest of safety to put our skis back on our backs and down climb a good part of that summit day back down to our camp 4 at the South Col at 26,000 feet, where we spent a second night and woke the next morning, put our skis on, and we skied down the Lhotse face.
And I'm trying to picture this. I read a description on your blog about this terrain of your descent. It says the snow was now largely gone, and left behind was 5,000 vertical feet of 45 to 50 degree, mostly shimmering blue and white ice.
That aspect of our ski descent was perhaps the most exciting and thrilling, and we all say it nearly equals or surpasses the excitement of our summit day.
You say exciting and thrilling. I would say terrifying. Is it scary for you?
This descent was scary, actually. When we started off the top, we were excited and feeling pretty good about things, and very quickly after that, came upon the icy sections, and it got steeper and steeper to where it rolled over and you couldn't see the destination 4,000 feet below you at that point. So yeah, it was really scary. And there were parts, I remember halfway through skiing up to my husband and he said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "I'm scared and I don't want to die." And he said, "Good, make a plan. Let's keep going."
How much of the mountain did you ski down in the end?
Of the estimated 8,500 vertical feet of skiable mountain, we skied 6,000 feet of it.
Well, now that you've done this, you've skied down all seven summits, one on each continent. What's next?
Well, I need a few more days to process this, but I definitely feel like my whole idea is to challenge our own perceptions of what we find our limitations to be, because those are really mostly mental. And it reminds me of being a little girl when my mother told my sister and I that she had wanted to be a sports news broadcaster, but in her day wasn't an acceptable path for a woman. And she said, "Just don't ever let anybody tell you that there's something that you can't do." And that really hit me hard, and I've always tried to do whatever my heart had in it, whether it was acceptable or perceived as possible or not.
Well, Kit DeLaurier, thanks very much, and congratulations, and I hope you get some rest.
Thank you, Melissa. I look forward to it.
Kit DeLaurier, the first person ever to ski down from the seven summits. You can see photos from her historic Everest ski and video from her descents of other summits at npr.org. This is All Things Considered.